countries over the entire 15 centuries of Catholic rule. So many of the great works and manuscripts of Jewish scholarship are not in our possession, but they are in their possession. Before the Second World War, Jews had almost no access to them whatsoever. And if you had access to them, it meant that you had to come and sit in the library and copy it over, which is a matter of years, and you have to have a very good back and a few other things to be able to do it. It effectively prevented any Jewish scholarship. What has happened since the Second World War is that the Vatican now does allow microfilms. They will microfilm a manuscript for you and send it to you. And in our time, in the last 35 years, 40 years, more ancient manuscripts have been published than in all of the years until our time. And we knew that there was a sefer called the Beis HaBchira, written by Rabbeinu Menachem HaMeiri, who was a French Jew who lived in Pepragan on the border of Spain in the Pyrenees in the 1300s. We knew it. It was quoted by everyone. Until 1850, we never even saw any of the books. Beginning in 1850, manuscripts were found in Catholic cathedrals in Padua, in Parma, in other cities in Italy. But the main texts lay in the Vatican Library. But after the Second World War, the Israeli government requested the manuscripts, the microfilms, and the church did devote a number of years to find the manuscripts, microfilm them. They were shipped to Israel, and numerous scholarly organizations, Yad Rav Herzog, the Encyclopedia Talmudis, the Hebrew University, other institutions have published, so that we have a complete set of the Meiri now. For 700 years he lay underground. And now that we have it, we don't know how we got along without it, because it's that invaluable. Yeah. So what happened to the artifacts is very hard to say. What's down there, we really don't know. That it was there, that it was taken from Palestine, from Israel, and brought to Rome, that we do know. And that at one point in history it fell to the inheritance to the Catholic Church, that we do know also. But what has happened since then, we don't know, and it could very well be that they don't know either. All right, now, in the situation in Israel, after the destruction of the temple, The Jewish people, as you can imagine, were in a state of shock and despair. There was a very strong effort now by the early Christians, by the early Jewish Christians, to gain control of the Jewish people. And they said openly that the destruction of the temple was a direct result of the rejection of Christianity by the Jews, and that the destruction of the temple therefore proved that the old was gone, the Old Testament and the old requirements, the old revelation, that was all canceled now because the temple was destroyed, and the new, meaning Christianity, was now to take hold. The Christians had almost no success with the Jews. The early Christians had almost no success with the Jews, aside from the point that I mentioned to you of the special brocha that was inserted in Shmona Esrei to exclude the Christians. They did not strike a responsive chord among the Jewish people. And by the end of this century, the Christian church would become almost exclusively a non-Jewish religion. And not only a non-Jewish religion.